This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Rebecca Schulman-Hertz, Executive Director of the Peoria Playhouse Children's Museum, and San Francisco-based artist Rini Charrier. They're here to share with us more about Rini's two-week residency at the Playhouse, culminating in an installation entitled Magic Carpet, Rini Charrier at the Playhouse. Rini and Rebecca, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Rini, a special welcome to you because you just flew in to Peoria, so we appreciate you coming right to the studio right away.
It's my pleasure.
Rebecca, set the stage for us. This is a very unique project that the Playhouse has embraced. What inspired you to bring this project together?
So at the Playhouse, our mission is to help kids become explorers and creators of the world, and art is a phenomenal way for kids to explore and to create. And I think it's often not appreciated enough for how well it can cultivate in children the ability to imagine and really transform their world. And that is really what we're interested in doing. So we have a team of phenomenal staff who are all really excited about art. And when I met Rini a few years ago during one of her many trips to Peoria, we started thinking about how she could come and be our first artist in residence for the summer at the Playhouse.
So, Rini, tell us about your relationship with Peoria. You've been here before.
Yeah, it happened really funny, in a funny way. There was an exhibit called I Guess You Had to Be There, sponsored by the Arts Guild, and the curator was Josh Cox. And I decided that that sounded just about right for me because it was all about installation art. And so I think there were about 14 of us that showed work. And we took over a whole building, actually. What was the name of the building?
It was the Gateway Building.
Thank you. Yeah. And so we took over the Gateway Building. And I met Rebecca prior to that because we had a slightly other connection that she happened to be the boss of one of my bosses in San Francisco. And my boss said, you have to meet Rebecca Hertz. She's just an amazing person, and she's running a museum, and you should talk to her and just try to get to know her. And so I did meet Rebecca, and she came to the show. And that was my first time in Peoria, and I fell in love with it. And then the second time, I applied to be at Project 1612 and did a residency there and loved Jessica and Zach and Alex and working with them in their space. So that was my second experience. And then Rebecca and I kept in touch the whole time and were hoping that we could get this project going.
And Rebecca, tell us logistically, what does it take to bring in an artist in residency program at the museum?
Yeah, so the first thing that it took was some funding. And so we're very grateful to the Arts Mean Business funding stream of the Community Foundation, which just started this year. So that's really what made it possible to go ahead and do that this summer. I think really what is going to make this partnership phenomenal and what made this residency possible is a lot of communication. Rini's talked to almost the entire staff at the Playhouse by phone. She's talked to the Art Guild. We spent a lot of time really planning, making sure that she has all of the materials that she needs. And then also, I think, openness. We don't exactly know what this will look like. It's not like a painting that she's made in San Francisco and shown us a picture of and is bringing here. She is creating this piece that will emerge over 2 weeks at the Playhouse. So I think part of what's exciting about this for me is that we don't know what it will be. We're really going to watch Rini through that artistic process.
So Rini, let's talk more about that. This is an art installation project that you are going to be working with people from the community to actually create. So walk us through how much of a roadmap do you have predetermined going into this project?
Well, I have some sketches in my mind, and also I actually have some pieces already made that I'm going to start off the piece with. So by having that kind of skeletal form, I'm hoping that the public will sort of get a glimpse of how to make it. But I also have a way to make it. So I'm hoping to teach people how I start this process of making this kind of a web. It is sort of a web, but a mesh. It's like an organic kind of movement that's going to happen over the porch. So what I will do is I'm hoping that when people come, they'll see the beginning of the process, which starts with the material. So the material is plastic bags that I've collected over time, and also that people from Peoria have donated, and I'm very thankful for that. I like to work with materials that are actually from where I'm working and make it very specific to the site. So not all the bags will come from San Francisco or France or Italy or wherever I've collected them, but they'll actually come from here because there's always so many extra plastic bags that we can reuse.
And tell us a little bit about the space. So, and not just the space, but how it affects your artistic approach to the project.
Yeah, so actually a couple of years ago when I was at Project 1612, Rebecca was on vacation, I think, and she said, why don't you go take a look at the porch and take a look at what you think, how do you think you could work a project there? So I had a vision of how I might build something in that space. And I like the fact that the piece can go from, you know, both side to side, reach out to the park itself, but also come back around, kind of hover over people as they enter the building.
For those who haven't been there, the Playhouse is located in Glen Oak Park. We're in the Glen Oak Park Pavilion that used to be the Park District's administrative offices. And so it has this beautiful wraparound porch. It's a building from the 1890s. It's a huge porch. So it's a large area to fill with this structure that Rini's talking about.
And tell us, is there a limit to how big this installation can become over 2 weeks?
Well, I think bigger would make it stronger in this case, because it will not be just so like just a decoration, but it will be just growing out of the porch.
Yeah. I think the real limit is going to be how much help we have. And so visitors to the Playhouse between July 23rd and August 3rd, every day except Tuesday, are invited to come to the porch and help Rini create this work. And we also invite teams of people who haven't been to the Playhouse, maybe people who don't have children in their lives to bring to the Playhouse, can sign up as a team or just drop by and come help Rini make art. So if you go on our website, you'll see that there's a sign-up place. And of course, whenever we're open to the public, other than Tuesdays, you can just stop by and help Rini on the porch.
Well, and what I love about this is it does provide the public an opportunity to get engaged with the Playhouse who maybe don't have 3-year-olds or 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds. I'm at the Playhouse all the time because I have a daughter. But it's such a unique, special space that you have and a very, very hands-on approach to all of the learning that takes place there. What do you hope that adults who participate in this collaborative experience are going to get out of it? Both Rebecca, from a Playhouse point of view, and just from an art point of view, Rainey.
So I would say, first of all, I think a lot of people already have helped us with this project, including, I suspect, people without kids by bringing plastic bags to the Playhouse. We've been collecting them over the past 2 weeks. And we have a huge community of people, including people who do not have kids, who bring all sorts of things for us to use in art-making projects and with real tools. So thank you to all of them. I think that adults who come and help Rini on the porch, if you come as a team, it's a fantastic team building opportunity. It's a great thing for you to do with your colleagues. If 3 or 5 or 10 of you are looking for something to do for a couple of hours that will really help you bond and contribute to something larger in our community. And then I also just hope that we'll get to introduce the Playhouse and this mission of helping people become explorers and creators of the world to a larger group. I think it is so important for Peoria to continue building citizens who can envision the future for our community. And that is exactly what we're trying to do with these kids and with adults who visit.
To add to that, the art side of it, I would say it is part of the art side to build community and to work together in this world that we all live in, but also to be aware of what's going on in it. And so this idea of an overabundance in these recycled materials, what are we going to do with them when they don't really get recycled? And that they can become an art form, that art isn't only about painting and drawing and sculpture in the way that we kind of assume it might be, but it can be coming from all different directions. And so I'm hoping that after people participate, that they might want to even find their own systems with these materials that they might have at home to create their own works.
We should also mention that you're going to be having an exhibit on display at the Peoria Art Guild while you're in town as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. That's going to be a little bit different. I have pieces that I've made before, but I'm using some of the same materials in a few of the pieces, and then I'm adding a few other elements. So I'm showing the recycling from this idea of cardboard and from an extra abundance of fish nets that get washed up on the coast. So I've collected a bunch of fishnets from the coast of Maine, and I put together a piece related to that, weaving in the plastic in that. So there's and I do have a few paintings in that too. That and the paintings just relate to the way I think about systems of movement.
Real quick before we wrap up, Rebecca, tell us about the culmination of this project and the opening event.
On August 3rd, which is the first Friday, both the Playhouse and the Art Guild invite people to come see Renee's art, including the completed piece on our porch, Magic Carpet. So from 5 to 8 p.m., we hope that people will come visit the Playhouse free of charge. And I would like to note that while they're there, we hope that they'll also come see our concurrent show, Journey to the Sea, which has a similar environmental theme. Renee's talking about art helping people attend to issues in the environment and sort of waste of plastic that's such an issue today. Concurrently, we have a show called Journey to the Sea that was created by Bradley Art and the Environment class that has a very similar theme. So on August 3rd, once again, first Friday, we hope that people will come and see these wonderful pieces of art and enjoy the Playhouse.
We've been talking with Renee Charrière and Rebecca Schulman-Hertz about Magic Carpet, Renee Charrière at the Playhouse, the ongoing art installation project taking place July 23rd through August 3rd at the Peoria Playhouse Children's Museum. Renee, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this weekend, Visual Voices, the Chow Members exhibit, continues at the Peoria Public Library main branch at 107 Northeast Monroe in downtown Peoria. The show continues through July 27th and is open during regular gallery hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.